Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We do it every Friday. It makes no sense why I like this so much. I don't know if anyone else does, but we're rolling with it again. We head to the greatest joint in town. It's Rico's Prop Bet Casino.
Oh, Mike, I appreciate you guys stopping by for yet another week. And we are now all equal. David won week one. Mike won week two. I got week three. So.
What about Kenny?
Well, Kenny's not involved in this.
That's right. That's why I like this game.
All right. Well, starting off. Kenny Galladay receiving yards, over under 64.5.
I'm going to go under. I think it's a tough corner matchup. I think this team wants to pound the rock, play the TOP game. I'm going to go under.
Yeah, I'm also going under.
All right. I'm going to go over on this. All right, more touchdown passes. Real simple. Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford.
Stafford. I think the Saints are going to pound the rock. That's probably where they view the Lions' biggest liability at. And it's also the easiest way for them to not have to rely on that child throwing the ball in Drew Brees. I'll say Stafford, 2-1.
David.
I say the other way. I think it's 2-1, but I think it's Brees because while they pound the rock, I think they get that cheap 5-7 yard touchdown pass from Brees a couple times, so I go with Brees.
I totally agree with you, David. I am taking Drew Brees over under Alvin Kamara rushing yards 71.5.
If they got any shot of winning, it better be over. My concern is they just refuse to give him the ball enough. I'll go over. I think they know how to expose the Lions on the ground. The Cardinals, it was a bizarre game plan. It's the best way I can put it. I'll go over.
I'm going under. Under.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I'm going over. I think that they will expose the Lions' defense. All right, here we go. LeBron James and Rondo's total rebounds in game three or the combined rushing attempts of Kerryon and DeAndre Swift.
Repeat that for me one more time, my man.
LeBron James and Rajon Rondo's total rebounds that they get together or the combined rushing attempts of Kerryon and DeAndre Swift.
I'm going to go LeBron.
Well, based off last week, things that were said on these airways, they listened and they changed. So I'm going with the rushing attempts for Kerryon and Swift.
David, I want to say LeBron, but because they all of a sudden there was a Jesse James sighting. And then again, maybe they're listening. I don't think they're that smart. I'm going to go with LeBron as well. LeBron and Rajon. Russell Wilson touchdowns or TJ Hockenson receptions?
I'm going to go with Big Hawk. Russell Wilson just can't keep doing this 4 or 5 a week.
You're so predictable.
Hawk, you leave me alone. You listen to me right now. I'm getting my money back. I'm going to bet against this guy until I get my money back. Hockenson's good for 4 or 5 a week. That's just what he catches. So I'll say Hawk.
Wow. See, this one's tough because when I look at the line for that Dolphins-Seahawks game, I think it's at 6.5 last time I saw it. It's kind of weird. And I think I already thought Wilson, okay, 5-6 touchdowns.
I can't see him.
Something's telling me in Vegas that he's not going to do that. I have to go TJ here. I'm sorry.
Here's what it's telling you, David.
Whoa.
Yes. Here's what it's telling you. We got to bet the flippers.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know why guys keep doubting the league MVP. Give me Russell Wilson.
Pay that man his money.
Will Prater make a 53.5-yard field goal? Over under 53.5-yard field goal.
Under. Ridiculous. Easiest play of the week.
They're in fourth field. They like to try for the 54-55 when they can. But I'm sorry, I have to go under. He can't kick
now. Under. He'll kick a 52. We'll be all right.
I'm going over on this. All right, Mike. The total amount of points that Georgia will score this weekend or the Lakers' first quarter points on game three?
Lakers, first quarter. I think Georgia-Auburn's going to be a low-scoring game.
Wow. See, I watched Georgia the entire game last week. Their offense is really bad.
Now, in all fairness, they made the quarterback switch at halftime. They got rid of DeJuan Mathis.
It got better.
Has there ever been a player more perfectly named to quarterback a Southern football team than Stetson Bennett the IV?
That is a perfect name for a Southern quarterback. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to do this, but I have to go Lakers first quarter.
David goes Lakers. Yeah, I'm going Lakers as well. Jimmy Butler assist game two or Trevor Lawrence touchdowns?
Oh, give me Jimmy buckets, provided his ankle's still attached.
Whew, Butler assist. I'm going Lawrence touchdowns in this one.
David, and I'm going to join you as well, David. Mike, this one's just for you.
Oh, God.
More turnovers, either fumbles or interceptions. Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Or Kirk Cousins.
Daniel Jones. 18 career starts. 30 turnovers. You just got to do the math. It's Danny Dimes.
He's so predictable.
What? David,
Cousins is awful this year, but go ahead.
I know, but I'll go Danny Dimes. He'll go two. Cousins only turn over once.
See, again, I would like to go the opposite of Mike, but the Texans defense hasn't shown themselves to really force turnovers. I know Kirk what he does, but I have to go Daniel Jones because I know what he does better.
And you know this. It's science. You can't stop turnovers when you have Burger King hands.
What are Burger King hands, by the way?
The commercial when the guy's like, I have tiny hands, and they're like, you know, they tried to put the cheeseburger in it.
He
had the little Evan Jenkins hands. That's Burger King hands. It was a Burger King commercial.
All right. On Saturday, total amount of upsets in college football over under 1.5.
Define upsets. Ranked?
Ranked. Or if, you know, you're ranked 4 and your opponent's ranked 8th, and the 8th team beat 4, that's an upset.
I think it'll be a more formative Saturday. So I'll go under. I'll say one team will get knocked off. Yeah, one upset. I'll say under.
Okay.
I'm going to say over because I'm already thinking of two off the top of my head. It's going to happen for sure. So I'm going over.
David, I'm with you. I've learned anything from last week that we don't know anything about college football. Give me the over. More passing touchdowns on Sunday. Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes?
Wow. Okay, this is the one. This is where it gets very difficult. I'm going to go with Allen. Because Mahomes still isn't all the way back. He's really good. But Allen right now and the way the Bills are playing, I'll go Allen. That includes rushing touchdowns, correct?
Yes. No. Passing touchdown. No, passing touchdowns.
Oh, well, I humbly apologize. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, jeez.
Well, wow, that was a quick flip right there.
Right.
Hey,
No, Mike, you had it right the first time. Mahomes is going against the Patriots. I know they're not the same Patriots, but I think they'll scheme Mahomes to where he won't get more than Allen this week. So, Allen.
Yeah, I'm with you, and we are officially out of the month of September, which means that Mahomes goes back to being a regular quarterback. Give me Allen. All right, and also, because we almost needed it last week, a tiebreaker, fellas. Which team on Sunday scores the most points?
Wait, what?
Which team on Sunday in the NFL scores the most amount of points?
And I just have to blindly guess.
It's a tiebreaker, Mike.
This sucks. Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
I don't know.
I know this probably won't count, but I'm going to go for
Steelers.
It. Steelers. Denver.
No. Sunday.
Oh, you piece of garbage. That's what you are.
Okay, well, then I'll go with...
Crack!
Wow. Okay, I'm going to go with... You know what? I'll go with the opposite team that Michael just had because Dallas defense is awful. Browns. I'm going with the Browns.
Yeah. Oh, wow. David goes with the Browns. You know what? Just because I think they got a good front four, but they're just awful, and the Ravens are pissed. Give me the Baltimore Ravens. Gentlemen, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.